This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden responded to reporters' questions Wednesday about the governors of Texas and Mississippi ending mask mandates and allowing businesses to fully reopen, saying it's a big mistake in the midst of this pandemic. Biden said as the nation makes progress with vaccinations, the last thing we need is Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. During the previous administration of Republican President Donald Trump, who downplayed the severity of COVID-19, despite eventually becoming infected himself, not wearing a mask became a political statement. Since taking office in January, Biden and top federal officials repeatedly have emphasized mask wearing and social distancing while the country escalates the number of Americans being vaccinated against the virus. The U.S. Capitol Police Department says it made significant security upgrades, including increased manpower after getting intelligence about a possible plot by a militia group to breach the Capitol today. The building where Congress meets has been protected with the help of National Guard troops, surrounded by an extended security perimeter with tall fencing since the January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Trump. That mob breached the Capitol as members of Congress met to certify President Biden's election victory over Trump. Thursday's date is connected to a far-right conspiracy theory that Trump, who repeatedly falsely claimed mass voter fraud cost him the election, would return to power on March the 4th. The threats prompted the House of Representatives to cancel its Thursday session. The Senate is scheduled to meet. By remote, this is VOA News. The top intelligence officials of the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, made a troubling acknowledgement in congressional testimony on Wednesday. Neither agency had garnered intelligence indicating that supporters of former President Trump would storm the Capitol on January 6th in an effort to overturn the November election results. The testimony comes amid a growing controversy over whether the FBI and other agencies missed warning signs in the lead-up to the Capitol attack and then failed to adequately warn officials responsible for securing the government complex. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Wednesday he would not resign in the wake of a series of sexual misconduct accusations leveled against him by young women, but offered a fresh apology and vowed to fully cooperate with the review by the state's attorney general. An attorney for one of the three women accusing Cuomo of misconduct said the governor's apology was full of falsehoods. Cuomo said his behavior toward the women who have accused him of misconduct was unintentional and maintained that he never touched anyone inappropriately. The complaints about sexual misconduct emerge after questions mounted over Cuomo's handling of the coronavirus pandemic last year as it tore through the nursing homes in New York. New York state politicians, many of them fellow Democrats, have said that Cuomo tried to silence his critics and routinely governed through intimidation. Seated protesters flooded the streets of Mandalay, Myanmar's second biggest city, today, to reject last month's military coup. Protests came a day after an estimated 38 people were killed in what a United Nations official called Myanmar's bloodiest day since the army takeover at the beginning of last month. Protesters have regularly taken to the streets of cities across Myanmar since the military seized power and ousted the elected government of leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials of her National League for Democracy Party. The military has claimed widespread fraud in last November's election, which led the NLD won in a landslide. Myanmar's Electoral Commission has denied the claims. And also, Iraq beefing up this week security as Pope Francis prepares to make his first ever trip to the country. He's due to arrive Friday, stay until Monday on a tour that will focus on the difficulties faced by Iraq's hard-pressed Christian community. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.